Waiver Request per Strong Opt-In, written by Rich Heidorn Jr. and read by an automated voice. By Rich Heidorn Jr. and Mike Pusser. It's filed with FERC last week, indicate most stakeholders oppose ISO New England's tariff waiver request to keep the MISC generating plant running despite Exelon's plans to rehire the facility. Hunters also questioned the RTO's rationale that an out-of-market mechanism is needed to financially support the nearby district's LNG terminal being acquired by the company. It's a generating station on the MISC River in Everett, Massachusetts. Wind turbine owned by the local water authority to power pumping station is on the right. Choose Attorney General Moore he raised in Quat significant questions regarding the legality of using the commission waiver process in the competitive way ISO New England seeks to do here. In Quat. TO is asking to do something it has never been allowed to do before, he said, naming to Inquat, obtain a generation facility pursuant to the forward CASI mark process, not for CASI needs, but to ensure fuel security, a term that is not defined in the Federal Power Act, and a concept for which there is no settled or universally accepted. Inquat. He also posed the request as Inquat, sweeping in its breadth Inquat, in seeking to waive for one generator almost all of the tariff's FCM rehirement requirements and existing rehirement deadlines, and take away its existing limits on Exelon's ability to recover costs under a customer service agreement. England local distribution companies supported the waiver request in order to maintain reliability in the region, and took no position on the customer service representations made by Mystic. Quat, the lack of sufficient natural gas infrastructure makes facilities that rely on LNG particularly valuable in the region, and Quat, the LDC said. Quat, there is no immediate viable placement should the district's terminal shut down, and efforts to replace the products and service provided from districts would be lengthy and difficult. And Quat. ISO New England's reasoning. ISO New England. So New England last month announced the plan to keep MISC running after Exelon said in March that it planned to rehire the 2274 megawatts plant when its capacity obligations expire on May 31, 2020. May 1, the RTO filed a motion to waive its tariff to obtain resources to address fuel security risks, an option currently allowed only in response to local transmission security. TO said the loss of MISC 8 and 9's 1,700 megawatts of combined cycle capacity that don't rely on pipeline gas would lead to it depleting 10-minute operating reserves, a violation of NERC standards in Quat, on numerous occasions in Quat, and shedding load during the winters of 2022-23 and 2023-24. Rehiring MISC also would mean the loss of the district's LNG facility's biggest customer, raising doubts about its financial viability, the RTO said. Its proposed customer service agreement for Mystic, filed May 16, seeks an annual fixed revenue requirement of almost $219 million for CASI commitment period 2022-23 and nearly $187 million for 2023-24. So New England asked the commission to approve the waivers by July 2 to meet market participants' deadlines for committing to forward CASI auction 30. England said it would continue operating MISC 8 and 9 only if it receives a 2-year reliability must-run contract ensuring it can recover its full cost of service for 2022-23 and 2023-24. So New England will not implement the full payments and penalties under its pay-for-performance program until 2025. Even then, the program in Quat cannot be expected to resolve the region's fuel security challenges by itself, particularly in light of the significant opposition in the region to investments in fuel supply infrastructure, in Quat, the RTO told FERC in its waiver. So New England could implement a mark-based fuel security solution as early as 2020, if it is decoupled from the CM, or as late as 2024 if it's included in the CASI mark. But it's still unclear what form the solution will take, and therefore difficult to predict when the mark will mature enough to resolve the fuel security issues that require MISC 8 and AMPAM. Nine's retention, the PIN said. Mark Filler. England Power Pool said it took in Quat no substantive position in Quat, on the RTO's request, and that it's in Quat. Keen interest is in ensuring that ISO New England engages fully with its stakeholders, before seeking any change to the New England tariff or market rules. In Quat. Pool said it expected the RTO to honor its commitment that the full participant processes would be completed prior to any filing of a longer-term mark-based approach to fuel security issues. Environmental Defense Fund said in its filing that in Quat, the need for cost of service is indicative of market failure. The service for the purpose of ensuring fuel availability compels the Commission and New England stakeholders to assess whether the market elements relevant to fuel supply for electric generators are functioning effectively. It is clear they are not. In Quat. District's Terminal and Jai. EF recognized the MISC/districts units play a critical reliability role in the region, but asserted that the Inquat out-of-market workaround runs counter to ISO New England's dual mission of ensuring reliability and the long-term sustainability of competitive markets. Inquat. Northeast Gas Association said that while the waiver is a short-term solution supporting market reliability, Inquat a long-term remedy still needs to be enacted. Quat, it urged the commission to consider Inquat the importance of maintaining regional LNG access in Quat over the coming CASI commitment periods. Price suppression. Electric Power Supply Association said that Inquat, premature and overbroad Inquat, quest should be rejected without prejudice, allowing the RTO to submit another short-term proposal if it is unable to develop a market-oriented solution. TO and Quat is being too quick to give up on such a solution for the near term, and specifically for the 2022 to 2023 and 2023 to 2024 commitment periods, and Quat, EPS said. Quat, additionally, this near-term fix may have the adverse effect of hastily settling a new reliability criteria to be used to unpin RMR type arrangements going forward, in the absence of any formal process, stakeholder input, or tariff revision. And Quat. The 2-year term of the proposed RMR or customer service agreement in Quat is both unprecedented and will severely suppress CASI price over that long term, in Quat. EPC said it also risked by artificially dampening CASI price, creating in Quat the very dynamics in Quat that caused the fuel security concerns raised by the England Power Generators Association said allowing the RTO to offer the MISC units $0/kW month price takers in a CAther would spread prices by $214 million to $652 million, slating 10-5 to 12 8-5 megawatts of other sources, in Quat, with the penalty for even greater price spread and displacement in FCA 4 in Quat. That NEPGA said ISO New England should conduct a substitution auction to reprice MISC, the same way it plans to reprice state-bonded renewable resources under the competitive auctions and sponsored poly resource design approved by the committee. Trade Group made the same arguments in a Section 206 complaint also filed last week. Why hurry? Fine said it did not oppose the RTO's request, but questioned the need for action now, as the MISC units have CASI supply obligations through May 31, 2020. The Les Cowan said the waiver request in Quat is a symptom of broader price formation issues that are preventing in Quat the FCM from tracking sufficient investment in new and existing resources to maintain reliability. these issues are resolved, Cowling said. It is likely that New England and Quat will continue to experience premature retirement of resources critical to ensuring fuel security, and that ISO New England will increasingly be forced to rely on out-of-market procurement to maintain reliability. End quote. G Energy said waiver of the RTO's capacity market rules in Quat is not the appropriate approach to address the lack of fuel security in New England and Quat, and that the commission should order the RTO to develop a market response to procuring the necessary attributes. Rejecting the waiver in Quat does not mean blacking out New England and Quat, NRG said. Quat even should have to develop a market-based solution to the fuel security conundrum fail. The Federal Power Act includes a reliability failsafe. End quote. G concluded that the reliability product the RTO wants is not what the waiver aims to procure. In Quat, ISO New England argues that the waiver will allow it to procure additional winter energy production from non-pipeline gas-fired sources, yet the waiver is focused on allowing MISC to continue selling a capacity product. In Quat. Pipeline constraints. Industrial Energy Consumer Group said the RTO has warned of the danger of gas pipeline constraints since 2001. Quat, despite the obvious nature of this need, ISO New England has repeatedly either brought forward market-based solutions that have failed to provide sufficient financial support to promote the construction of necessary pipeline facilities, or offered interim out-of-market solutions, such as its winter reliability program and the waivers requested in this proceeding, in Quat, the group said. Quat, none of these have succeeded in causing pipeline capacity to be built. End quote. Asked FERC to order ISO New England to file tariff amendments allowing electric utilities to collect gas pipeline capacity costs. Quat, in addition, the commission should open a proceeding to facilitate new gas pipeline capacity sources into and within the New England region. End quote, the group said. Quat, such a proceeding could also address, necessary, the apparent refusal of New York to issue federally delegated permits for pipelines from Pennsylvania to New England. End quote. East New England consumer-owned system said the proposal could cause, in quote, permanent structural damage, in quote, to ISO New England's capacity market. Quat, the waiver requested by ISO New England is actually a stalking horse for injecting an undefined and unbated construct of fuel security into the pricing of capacity in New England, in Quat, the group said. That it believes Exelon is overstating MISC's financial problems, and that the company planned acquisition of distributors from NGI raises competitive concerns, because of the facility's role in providing east-to-west gas when high heating demand constrains west-to-east capacity. Quat, the market power implications of consolidating that kind of critical period capability with significant regional generation ownership deserve careful evaluation before the consolidation occurs, in Quat, the group said.